Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Always remember that the Bible says the just shall live by faith. Everything we do as Christians, we do them by faith. Amen. By faith. We receive from God by faith. Amen. And in this program, we shall put on the whole armor of God by faith. So permit me to also sing a song that I want everyone to join, if you know it, in hymn number 24, that I'm living by faith. Hallelujah. I am living by faith. I care not today what tomorrow may hold. In shadow, sunshine, or rain, the Lord I know rules over everything, and all my worry is vain. I know that He safely will carry me through, no matter what the evil that may betide. Why should I then care though the tempest may blow, if Jesus was close to me? Join us song. Join me to sing it. I care not today what the morrow may bring, in shadow or sunshine or rain. Lord, I know rooted over everything, and all of my worries.
Oh, hallelujah! I'm living by faith. baby shelter in
carefully, as you remain standing for 1 minute, Apostle Paul made a statement that I want to make to all Christendom tonight. He said, "Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." In Romans chapter 10, verse 1. And verse 2 says, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, are going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." Finally, verse 4, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth." May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. Amen. Listen, church, and listen very well. I am a practical Christian, very, very practical Christian. And the success of my faith to the level I have reached now, I desire to go better than this. But it's just limited to my knowledge of how to live my Christian life. I was praying with a young man recently. I had a prayer program with a young man recently. Two of us were praying for a number of days. And then one day he came, he said, "Daddy, I've learned something from you." He said, throughout, since we've been praying, he said he observed throughout our prayers, I didn't pray any prayer of fall and die. He said he learned something from there, and I asked him, "Those who pray fall and die, how many have died?" Now the problem with many of us in our Christian life, Christian faith, is that most of us, our Christianity is only by religion. By religion. And you just find people doing whatever you do, and they say they are Christians. That's how Christianity is. And you just come here, you just do follow. And you know nothing beyond what you see other people doing. Your only reason for doing it is not because you understand it, it's because this is how they do it. They were there before me, and some of them bear big titles. Amen. And so, they must be right. I traveled during the week, last weekend, and on the occasion there, I met a distant cousin of mine, who I met for a long time after so many years. I didn't even know he was in the ministry. And he was telling me he's learning so much from the Bright Television. He has a degree in this. He has a master degree in this. He has this in this. All theology. And now he is pursuing his doctorate degree in theology. And I'm sure he'll be watching me now wherever you are. I know you are watching me now. And he said, "But there is only one thing he does not agree with me in all my teaching. It's about this thing about saying water baptism only in Jesus' name. Water baptism only in Jesus' name." He said he believed that whether you baptize Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or in Jesus' name, it's the same. And I know you are watching me now, and I told you, I said, "Brother, I know your problem. I know what your problem is. The truth is that you know what I'm teaching is correct. But the sister you belong, you want to make room for you to still remain in that system. Tell me here. Look at me face to face and tell me that what I am teaching is wrong. With all your degrees. His reason, hallelujah, his only reason is because he if he believed that they employ him in that denomination, and yet you don't know simple water baptism, but very zealous. That is one part. When it comes to deliverance, especially the followers of the ministry of William Branham, known as inter-message believers, most of them that I have come across as blind as a bat in the daytime. They know nothing. And generally in Christendom again, these so-called holiness believing and preaching churches. And when you see some of them who saw this message from such churches, you will see that same hangover that they carry on even into the entire message. And then you will see inside church which will sit down and be comfortable in a living church. Any church that a witch is comfortable in, sitting down there, something is wrong with that setting. Something is wrong. Amen. See, hallelujah. God operates by principles. That's where I'm going. God operates by principles. Learn those principles. Stop doing follow. You people don't know what God has raised this ministry for. The enemy invaded the entire message. The ministry of William Marion Branham produced my ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. And the truth is that if through your papa, a man I born you, there must be something around you that will resemble him. If not, now lie. There must a DNA will confirm. DNA will confirm whether that is your papa or not. Character will confirm whether that is your papa or not. Skin color will confirm whether you are from that family or not. Something about you must confirm. That is why Elisha followed Elijah. And when Elijah was taken away, he wanted to find out whether Elijah has gone with the anointing or not. What did he do? He came to the last miracle that Elijah did. The obstacle on the way was River Jordan to cross to the other side. They did not use boat to cross. He will not wait for boat. He collected the same mantle that Elijah had. Oh! What did he say? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Amen. That's what William Branham used to close mouth of his critics. And that is what God is using in this ministry to close the mouth of my critics too. And then Brother Branham told us how one popular evangelist went to India. Hallelujah. What's his name again? Billy Graham. Went to India for God's soul of the world. He gave his only begotten son. Who is the name of that son? Jesus. Indians. They say, then they talk with demons now. Then they eat with demons now. They know. Mami Watana, their headquarters with that. And then they see them. They say, you here. Your own master told you, Jesus, that you are preaching. He said, this sign shall follow them that believe.
He said, the works that I do, if you believe in me, ye shall do it also, even more than this. Hallelujah. And then they say, oh yeah, your master healed the sick. Your master raised the dead. Your master restored sight. Your master cast out devils. Your master, oh yeah, they brought sick people. We are told that that man packed his load and came back to America. But when Abraham heard the story, he vexed. He decided to organize his own crusade there. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm living by faith in Jesus above. Trusting, confiding in His great love. From all I'm dead, in His sheltering hand, I'm living by faith. First announced today when he reached India, bring your worst cases. Hey. Hallelujah. They that know their God, what will happen? The Bible even says in another scripture, they will be as bold as a lion. They that know their God, they will be strong and they will do what? Exploits. When that son and I says, I have a very big God too. He's always by my side. You know, there's something he saw. Hallelujah. And he first challenged them. If these people get healed, will you serve my own? Drop your own God and serve my own? Because your own cannot heal these ones now. Of course, they promised him. Let's see now. Amen. That is what I am still asking God. I tell God they will not believe what we are saying until He releases that anointing among us. And He has assured me He will do it. I am sure. Because we are not asking it for vain glory. We are asking it to give us boldness to face them and preach. Like my brother said, that I stood before two chukanos in Christendom in this country and asked them, oh, this crowd, where are you taking them to? And they were speechless. There must be something around us that will make them to be speechless. Message believers. It will not be quote that will make them to be speechless. Brother Abraham say. When you finish quoting, Brother Abraham did. He also did this. And that same Brother Abraham said, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When one of my daughters died 1 year like that, died, I've shared that testimony here. Prayed for more than 4 hours, didn't come back to life. The body went cold. We're about to take her to the mortuary. Suddenly I vexed. What is this? Under my nose, the devil will come and take this girl away. I removed myself, confirmed to me. If this girl doesn't come back to life today, at the count of 4, I will resign as pastor of Brother Assembly. I will stop preaching. I am wasting my time. I'm not serving a God that can deliver. And you think I didn't mean it? I meant it. My wife was there that day. Imayu were there that day. And the prophet Nonso is no more in this church. He was in my house that night with his mother for me to pray for her. And they all joined us that night crying at the end of the street. You could hear us shouting for hours for this girl to come back to life. But when I said, everybody shut up. Nobody talk again. I removed my cloth, put her down, placed my leg,
Call her name. Hallelujah. Call her name.
I mean, no, I counted 1, 2, 3, 4. I shouted her name. She came back to life and she's still alive to today. She's still alive to today. Still alive to today. So when I stand and I speak confidently. Where is the Lord God of this Bible? These signs shall follow them that... Hallelujah. Amen. Then I will come and stand. The Bible says, greater is he that is in me. But who is in me? Is he really in you? What are you boasting of? Hallelujah. David had something to boast about. He shouted, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? It's because he was circumcised. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They that know their God, they will be strong. They will be bold as the lion. A brother here told me how a shrine of his village, not village, his father, they were in charge of the shrine, his family. His grandmother was in charge of that shrine. The grandmother, hallelujah, and everything he was supposed to take over, he refused to take over. He ran to go to Europe. He went through Libya. Anyway, he crossed the Atlantic, is it Mediterranean Sea, have you? Cross to Europe. The demon followed him there. What are you doing here? Chase him, enter prison. From prison, they deported him back here. Amen. One day he located this church and got to know this thing I am sharing with you now. And he realized who he was now as a Christian. Hallelujah. He came to me, praise the Lord, and said, a week or two ago, he said, now he's going back to that shrine. He said, this shrine has not prospered anybody in the village, in the family. So waiting in grandpapa, in great grandpapa, in grandmama, then they serve him for. This is tormenting. He'll be sleeping, they'll come and say, what are you doing? You must come and serve me, you must come and serve me, you must come and serve me. Now he belongs to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that demon was still following him. He now got angry. He said he was going, and he went alone. He said he's not going with anybody. He went, he snapped the pictures, the photograph, the video, how he smashed that thing like Gideon did with anger. He smashed the thing, burnt it, destroyed it. Nobody tries that. Anybody they have brought to try to disturb that shrine, pastors they brought, 7 days you will die. That thing has killed many people. He said, but me, you cannot kill me. I know who I am. Greater is he that is in me now than he that is in that place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he went. Now, I'm making reference to that because something made him to now go and confront it. Many of you are afraid. It's because you are not sure of where you are. You don't know who you are. You know why I am happy? Praise the Lord. I am happy because I have made my calling and election sure. I am happy because our eyes of understanding he has opened up at last. As we victory is ours, we are chained down in the fire. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who's original life. Hallelujah. Oh, the original life. The original sin. The original sin.
original one.
Full authority.
We are called unto adoption. Full authority and power.
Yes, sir.
Sleeping saints will wake and join us
for translation in this time. Jesus will be over. Oh, glory, hallelujah, to our God. Who's original?
Hallelujah. We have a message in this day that has put us in a pathway that we can never be misled. As long as you make this Bible your bearing, your compass for your bearing, you will never miss it. Amen. Don't be soon shaking. Don't be soon shaking concerning what is written about the coming of the Lord. The coming of the Lord will start with a shout, and that shout is what is going on now. And that's why we tell the whole world the rapture has started. And they don't understand. If you don't hear the shout, you will not hear the voice of the archangel. And you will not hear the trump. The three stages for the rapture. And what we teach here, that's why I believe with the whole of my heart that the attraction for people coming into this ministry is not miracle. It's not miracle, sign, or wonder. If that is it, you will go to worry. Signs and wonder plenty for worry. For you go to signs and wonder plenty. For anything that will make you to leave your denomination and sit on your television around the world, you don't go to church again, connected to what is happening here in Ijesha here. Amen. I mean this side of Ijesha. It's not miracle. It's not sign. It's not wonder. So listen. Everything I tell you here, I am telling you not story. I didn't read it anywhere. It's what I have experienced. I have confirmed to be the truth. Whom the Lord Jesus said, who the Son of Man set free. Is what? Is free indeed. The Son of Man alone, Christ Jesus alone, can set any human being free. I repeat, only Jesus Christ and anybody that try to equate any man with the Lord Jesus Christ and that man accepts it, that man is Antichrist. Only Jesus, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Upon that rock of the knowledge of who Jesus is, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Listen, he didn't say the gates of hell will not attack. They will attack, but they will not prevail. They attacked him, but they did not prevail. They attacked the church from day one the church started. The more they attack the church of Jesus Christ, the more the thing goes on fire. And every true believer, the more Satan attacks you, the more the fire of God comes upon you. We are unstoppable. We are unstoppable. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But he has to set you free first.
There are so many people that are claiming freedom, but they are not free. Hey. There are some people here that are claiming that they are Christians. But Apostle Paul spoke something. He said, not all Israel are of Israel. Not all Christians are of Christ. And the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seed, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody called me from overseas or so. They are listening to me from outside. They spoke to me on phone from somewhere. I can't remember. Directed somebody to come to this church. A woman to come to this church. According to them, the woman came here for the first time and went back and they called. How did you find the place? And he told the person, say, that church, if you're not ready, he said, before you attend that church, go package yourself very well. He said, if you're not ready to serve God, no go there. He said, you go package yourself very well, if you want to go that kind of church. Because she came here, she had something. When churches are looking for members from everywhere, from gates there, they told her, remove your earring. If not, don't enter here. Huh? You wear trousers, they will chase you from the gates like, chase the woman from the gate like a dog. Get out. Where they say they go? Now church, when they look for members, they do like that. Amen. And so, but they are sitting down here inside their bag, they had the earring, they are sitting down here, they are. Some they carry a passive, they cover the trouser until anointing exposes them. And I'm a bride, that then go jump up and say, I'm a bride. Bride for mouth, I mean bride in reality. Praise the Lord. You when they laugh, Uncle, you leave your girlfriend for house and they go vigil. You leave your girlfriend for house. When I sleep together, bath, where do they go? When they go prayer camp for bride. She sit down that side, you sit down this side. Where who now they come meet? We put on the whole armor. Put on the whole armor. Put on the whole armor. Which armor? Hey. It's true. Now, part of the money where you take enter transport, come here today, somebody here. Not be your master money where you thief. Now you enter motor, come here. Come here for what? To do what? To watch cinema, Abi? To meet the Holy One of Israel. Without holiness, no man will see him. If you ever see him, he's only trying to see you. He loves you and is telling you, stop that nonsense and have a relationship with me. If you go, come to this program in a sinful estate, by the end of this program, you still go to continue in your sin, you did not come to camp. You didn't come to camp. Don't waste your time and come here. Stay at home and enjoy your girlfriend until the day you're ready to serve God. The God I serve does not behold iniquity. There can be no true deliverance. As we saw in Zechariah chapter 3, the high priest Joshua, high priest has a dress designed for him. Angel of God, they came to give him message and saw a demon by his side. Every one of you listening to me, if there is any spirit that is following you, no demon follows anybody without a reason. The demon that comes to sleep with you, demon husband, demon wife, there's a reason. There's a connection. There's a connection. How do I know? All the deliverances you have attended, why can't it go? All the fasting, why? In fact, some of you, now when you come back from that mountain, dry fasting, that night, I go say, welcome, they wait for you, since for house. For you to know there's a connection. There is a connection. I repeat, every one of us that a demon is following, Jesus Christ stood and said, the prince of this world cometh, but he will find nothing in me. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And let me tell you something. Before you go anywhere and you receive true deliverance, I saw a clip of one of these Nollywood that went to synagogue church. And he was saying months later that they took advantage of him. He said, "Now, Mama, he carry God there for healing." They go and tell him, say, "Make him come, make him come." He say, "What thing they come to?" "Now, Mama, he carry command the man pray for him. My mama sick." They go and tell him, say, "Make him come, go sit down, small time." The man go see him. He was very reluctant. I say he was even telling the person sitting. I say, "What is all this nonsense? Now, what thing we call CBT? I mean, what could do? Make we go now?" Now the man come call him as he touch and finish. The demon begin to say, "I am Amadioha." And the thing tumble and tumble him. And then when he recovered, he begin vex. He the vex. Now I ask you, did he receive deliverance? No. He did not receive deliverance because that action made him to hate deliverance churches the more. Hate even that church the more. Praise the Lord. But I know one sister here. What's her name again? Peace. Where is Peace? This is the sister. Now, see the difference here by her own testimony. Now, she came here. She came from a church, an intermessage church too, that did not believe in all this anointing. And then people are falling under anointing. And she was sitting down there and she was imagining, what are these people? Why are they falling under anointing like this? Why are they falling under anointing like this? Or they are pretending, they are seeking for notice. What kind of nonsense is this? And then she was looking. They said the person that sat by her side, the day she came here, was saying, "No, they are not pretending." He said, I beg. Say she come from Ilori. The person came from Ilori, have
you? Osun State also. Osun
State. You know the day? She's the one. You are the one.
She was complaining. I came from Osun State. We were sitting together. So she said she doesn't understand what these people are doing. They are pretending. Everybody is falling. So I said, "No, they are not pretending. Oh, I've been coming to this church. Everything here is real. God is here." So immediately I finished talking with her. The thing packed her up.
The thing packed her up. Hey! And then the next thing she saw was she recovered from the altar. Now see the reason why I say this. It was after that experience, she became born again. It's after that she found Christ. Hallelujah. But the other man, hallelujah, he hates, in fact, any church when they do deliverance now, he hates them. Now what I'm saying is this. Praise the Lord. People bring people to me for deliverance. Now my son be this. The mad boy not they hear, pastor, they do deliverance, he's possessed. I will look at you. You're not possessed. Sit down. Like, you're not possessed. I will look. How can you deliver somebody who is not willing to be delivered? It's only an unrevelated minister that we, even if I lay hand on him and he fall down the turn, it's not that is not deliverance. He will wake up and hate the mama, and I hate the pastor, and I hate that church. What kind of nonsense be this? Because he's not willing. If you come here, you are not willing. How do I know you are not willing? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you come here, you want to continue in your evil ways. You have come here in an unwilling heart. You have only come to escort us, to join us, to shout hallelujah. You will not be part of what is happening. I am telling you the truth. The God we serve is here. The angels that walk with us are here. Walk only with those who are ready for God to walk with them. We are a restored ministry. And you are going to hear things different from what you used to hear in those denominational people. Here we will tell you the truth. Here we will tell you the truth. One of the prophets was telling me last Tuesday or so, two Tuesdays ago. He said, during counseling, a young girl entered. He said, immediately she entered his office. He held her hand to pray. He wrote it there. He saw written over her, prostitute. He said, hell, he said, they don't stop. He said, when will you stop this your business? What do you do? He said, the girl asked, I said, which business? He said, oh, you make a talker. You know, they say, when will you stop this prostitution? What do you do? She kept quiet. Answer me now, when will you stop? Prostitute. And she was trying to justify it. And she came to meet a prophet. You can't meet a true prophet of God like that and hide and go. Your sin will be called out. And told her, go. When you are ready to stop it, then you can come for prayers. That's the truth. That is how a true prophet is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Yes. The rock of revelation of who Jesus is. Why am I speaking like this? Is it because I want to chase some people away? No. I want somebody to wake up. That of all churches, most churches are having programs everywhere, and you chose to come here is something that pushed you here. And that thing pushed you here to hear what I will say. So that you will have a reason to think again about your life. How do you think God will fight for you when he is fighting with you? How do you think God will answer you when you call upon him when he doesn't know you? Why don't you do all you can to make sure you have a relationship with God? When you meet people who have a relationship with God, there is a confidence they have about life. Hallelujah. You don't stress to serve God. You don't stress. In our ministers' meeting, I told them in our meeting, I said, listen, amen. I said, listen, I don't stress to serve God. I do everything to have a relationship with him. If I am tired, I don't force myself to pray. When I am too tired, I come, I will lie down and sleep. Because I have this assurance that it is not the prayer that I pray that will save me, that will protect me, but the relationship I have with him. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I have seen people. Have you not seen your neighbor that is sleeping with his girlfriend in the next room? Him and the girlfriend, they are doing vigil and disturbing the whole compound. Amen. They know there's danger around them. If they don't pray, something will happen. And their pastor deceived them. Pray and speak in tongue. Every time, just to, from frying pan to fire, from bondage to bondage, nothing more. I try. Why am I reading the Bible? So that I will let you know I know Bible? No! I read Bible to know him, so that I can know how to walk with him. Hallelujah. I am sure as long as I have a relationship with him, he knows my weaknesses. He knows I am tired. If I lie down to sleep, he knows I have no prayer because I am tired. If danger come while I'm sleeping, he will wake me. He will wake me because I have a relationship with him. Oh, hallelujah. The accuser of the brethren is overcome, Revelation chapter 12 verse 11, by what? What is the overcoming power that we have? We are putting on the whole armor of God now. What is the power? Whatever armor you put upon, it is, you will put that armor only because you belong somewhere. Praise the Lord. Amen. There is impersonation. Some people, criminals, they impersonate police. They wear police uniform. Eh? They wear army uniform. And they walk. Eh? I saw one post somewhere. One young man, he wear the dress of police, of army, camouflage, and was driving so that he would be passing checkpoints. Then, but the soldier man, they have their language. So when he stopped, they spoke the language. The way the man replied, they say, "Wait, calm down first. Where is your ID card?" Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is not just the uniform you wear. Where is your ID card? Number two, which unit do you belong? Number three, what is your course? Course number what? By the time they ask you 1, 2, 3 questions, the man say, I buy the uniform for Alaba. And that is exactly how Christians are. In the spirit. We are overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Then you are pleading blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. A man, very elderly man, told me some 2, 3 years ago. He said, "Pastor, this is my problem." When we went for program in Akwanga, he said, "Pastor, I don't know. Can't God deliver me? Can't God deliver me?" He said, the spirit frustrated him until he said one day he went and did dry fasting on the mountain. How many days? As he come down to sleep, they came again. He said, "Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus." He said, these demons began to say, "You too, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus." That is when he lost total hope. They were mocking you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached. And they looked at those sorts of scaver. That Jesus we know, that Paul we know, but who are you? Who are you? You will go to the village now during this holiday, and what your confidence is in a bottle of oil they consecrate in this camp. That is where your confidence is. You hold oil. He said, "Go hold oil." Oh, now oil you hope upon. He look you finish now oil. He said, "Go carry your own oil." Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If your confidence is in oil, you are finished. If your confidence is in handkerchief, you are finished. If your confidence is in anointed water, you are finished. I have confidence in who? In who? Jesus.
I have confidence in you. Anytime, any day. I have confidence in you. Oh, Jesus.
Some of you have confidence in your pastor. You have confidence in your pastor. Praise the Lord. That is the foolishness of people. The power is in the blood of Jesus. When we overcome by the blood of Jesus, he is taking you to the cross on Calvary. Hey! So I'll cherish that old
rugged throne. Till my trophy is on my head, I will cling to that old rugged throne. And the chain is from there.
Hallelujah. The summary of the story of the cross is that with all the debt we could not pay, the soul that sinner shall die. Christ went to the cross to pay the debt for our redemption. We belong to him from the foundation of the world. He lost us through what happened in the Garden of Eden, and Satan took over. The price for redemption, no human being was qualified to pay for it. I hear that Savior say, thy strength indeed is small, child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thy heart in God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah. The debt, whatever that shrine accuses you of, your forefathers covenanted you to the shrine, to the deity. So they have a right to follow you anywhere you go. And Satan has nothing good to give any human being. He covenanted you into trouble, tormented you, frustrated you, everything. You can't save yourself. If your father could, he would have saved you. No human being could save fellow human beings. But God so loved the world, he stepped down from eternity to time. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The mystery of redemption is in Christ Jesus. Christ, the wisdom of God. Christ, the power of God. Christ, the mystery of God. Who is Christ? Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, and we call him Emmanuel, God with us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who was Christ? God himself came down to look for his own. But he has a principle to follow. He went to the cross and paid the price of redemption. He paid with his blood. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. He was bruised for our iniquity. The Bible says, by his stripes we are healed. He hung on the cross on Calvary, and he shouted before he gave up the ghost. What did he say? He said, it is finished. He paid the price, therefore, no shrine has power over us again. He paid the price, therefore, No powers of darkness, mommy water, demon husband, demon wife, they have no power again. No power again over us. Where is that young girl? She used to sit somewhere here. Come. Yes, she's the one. Come now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I'm just using for an example. They tormented you. They tormented this girl. They tormented this girl. Correct? Correct?
Yes, sir.
Let me hear you. They tormented you.
Yes, sir.
They tormented her. And because you came here, they came to you to tell you, why did you come here? Tell them, let them hear it. You know, I am not spoken with you. I'm only hearing what you told our sister, you told, what's her name? Zoe? But yes, you have sir. Not come to tell me. And they warned you, why did you come
exactly.
here?
Exactly.
And that they will kill you.
Yes, sir.
But have you not seen that they have
then
no power?
How dare me to use a common messenger to challenge her?
That what?
How dare me to use ordinary common messenger, because they call me a messenger.
Oh, in the spirit.
Yeah.
They call me messenger.
Her. Yeah.
That how can you use?
How dare to use ordinary messenger to challenge her?
the queen mother, what
yes,
do you call
yes,
it?
Yes,
that why will you use a common messenger yeah. like me to challenge her?
Yes, sir.
That shows you how powerless they are. Common messenger, challenge queen of the coast. Hey, when Jesus comes, hey,
against us far is through.
Oh,
when Jesus comes.
Oh, tears
are wiped away.
He takes the
blue. He
takes
the
blue.
I feel
alive in glory.
For all is changed when Jesus comes.
Powerless power. When you are under that blood, he shouted, "It is." Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Until common messenger like me will come there and challenge them. Challenge. That means you can go to the deity of a whole village. Come on you. Come on you. Come on you. Come on you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When I hear such testimonies, my strength is increased. My faith is increased to see that Satan is powerless when I am under the blood of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I hope they have left you. Eh? Do they still come to you? They cried that they have lost you. They cried.
Yes, sir.
Correct? They cried that they have lost you. Somebody here, Satan has lost you. For coming here today, Satan has lost you. I say, for coming here today, Satan has lost you. For coming here, that shrine has lost you. That deity has lost you. Demon husband has left you. Demon wife has lost you. Somebody shout, I belong to Jesus! I belong to Jesus! I belong to Jesus. Sit down first. Hallelujah. Satan is a liar. Complete liar. Complete liar. Eh? Where you, he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. One day, I stood at the altar. I said, any witch listening now, confirm who I am by throwing an arrow on me. And I understand. He said, you have seen they throw arrow several times on me. They were firing arrow on me.
Exactly.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
And what happened?
Even now, I said, they have sent to me to come to attend. They are sent to me to you, but... The power that is in you is too much for me.
They sent what? I didn't understand.
The power that is in you is too much for me to penetrate.
Oh, they sent you to come and attack
some
me.
Some years back, not now.
That time.
Yes,
they said you should come and attack me. But you couldn't penetrate.
At all.
You couldn't penetrate.
Even...
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
At the cross, where I fall,
the bodies of my heart
rolled away.
Jesus ever
prayed. It was there by faith. I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Hallelujah. The reason they cannot get to me, amen, is because I am in the city of refuge. I am under the blood of Jesus. How many people are under that blood here today? Oh my,
there is power.
Hey,
wonder walking power in the blood.
Of the Lamb.
There is power, wonder walking power in the precious blood.
Sit down. Have you people observed? Have you observed that I am not advertising anointing oil? I'm not advertising handkerchief. I'm not advertising Bread Assembly Church. Have you observed that I don't have t-shirt I am advertising? Prayer shawl? Or one pool of water somewhere? Pool of Bethesda in Nigeria? Bethesda for Israel, Nigeria for Nigeria? Hallelujah. Who am I advertising? On the cross, what was the last word he said for my freedom? He shouted, "It is finished." Who the Son of Man set free, he's free indeed. Hallelujah. And he set us free by the shedding of his blood on the cross on Calvary. Down at the cross, where my Savior
died. Down where from fleeting from sin I ran. Oh, there to my heart was the blood of
God. Glory to his name.
Glory to his name.
Oh, glory to his name.
Glory to his name.
Glory to his name.
Glory to his name. There to my heart.
When he shouted, "It is finished," listen, he packed all my sins and put them under the blood. Satan cannot see my sin again. Even God cannot see my sin because he has to see it now through the blood of Jesus. And he left a covenant, an ordinance. It's not just for you to open your mouth and say, "I believe, I believe, I believe." He said, "Preach the gospel to all nations. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." Why are people not seeing that? And some people will be in churches for years, they have not baptized, and claim they are believers. What gospel did you hear? What did you believe? Then why are you not baptized? Baptism brings you under that blood. It's a demonstration that you truly believe. You have heard the gospel, and you have repented, and you hide under that blood. You hide under that blood. Christ, our Redeemer, died on the cross,
died for the sinner, and all is healed. Bring to your fall, with the blood of the Lamb.
Everybody,
and I will bow over you,
over you.
Oh,
to separate those who are religious people from his own. His own run to the cross. Religious people run to the church. You will hear them say, "In my church, that's what they do." In my church, that's what they do. Because they run to the church instead of running to the cross. That is where our salvation is. That is where our protection is. That is where our redemption is. That is why it is the symbol of our faith in this ministry. The cross of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you a secret. You have no right to go for deliverance when you are not under the blood. You are wasting your time. In fact, you are going to create trouble for yourself the more. Because that demon will be angry. After he received that fire, the tormentor leave and finish. He wait for you for house. That's why many of you, your condition gets worse after you go for deliverance in some of these dead places. Because they have not taken you for true deliverance. Deliverance comes from the cross. If I am going to do a deliverance for you, I will bring you to the cross. How do I bring you to the cross? Through the ordinance of water baptism. Oh! Why is it difficult for people to understand? What is the gospel then? The first day you believe, that same day you should go for baptism. What does baptism do? It washes away every sin. Every sin you have ever committed. Till that day, the blood of Jesus Christ washes it. Don't accuse me. Don't tell me how many abortions I have committed before. Don't tell me how many robberies you have robbed before. Don't say she was a prostitute. Don't begin to accuse. You will see me happy. They ask me why I'm happy.
So I just tell them why. Because
he's a God.
And he's a God.
Oh.
And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. Oh, they are underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary.
I'm
far removed as darkness is from
dawn.
In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God.
My sister, sister. We are a disaster.
Overcome by the blood.
It is only then you can say, blood of Jesus, speak for me, and the blood will speak.
When you come to Christ, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 that you have come to Mount Zion. You have come to the city of God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to the innumerable company of angels. And you have come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. That blood is still speaking now. Upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance and what? Holiness. And the sons and daughters of Jacob shall possess their possession. We are here to possess our possession. Peace is our possession. Peace is our possession. Joy is our possession. We inherited it from the cross of Calvary. Prosperity is our possession. Poverty cannot follow us anymore. We inherited prosperity from the cross of Calvary. Divine health is our possession. We inherited it from the cross of Calvary. Deliverance is our possession. Freedom is our possession. We inherited it from the cross of Calvary. Who the Son of Man set free. Let that person make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I cannot be in any bondage again. Any evil hand upon me, cut off. The angel will cut it off. He said, we have come to the innumerable, you cannot count them, company of angels. For the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. I am not alone. There are angels on guard everywhere around me.
When I sleep, they don't sleep. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. No weapon of the enemy fashioned against me shall prosper. It is thus said the Lord through the cross. He said, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bow, they bow. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many people want to be baptized? Run to the altar. Just run symbolically. Run and declare it. Run and declare it. Stand here. Stand here. Just stand here. Just stand here. Just stand here. Just declare. It's a declaration. It's a declaration. It's a declaration. Satan, I am having my freedom. I am having my freedom. Having my freedom today. How many are coming out? How many of them? How many of them? How many of them?
You are the living God. There's no one like you. You are the living God. There's no one like you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You are the living God. There's no one like you.
Hallelujah. Lord, the Holy Ghost wants to see you people under that water. Somebody here, you enter that water, you come out. No problem that follow inside that water will follow you out. There is something I love about my ministry. Anywhere I go, and I stand, and I speak His word, He comes to confirm it. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anywhere I go to minister, He told me years back. Some of you follow, who followed me to Ikorodu last 2 weeks? Is it last week or 2 weeks? Brother Victor. I made this statement there. When I made the statement, all of them sat down, but they look. What is this one? They talk. God told me, anywhere I go to minister, He said He sits there, He will give them the Holy Ghost. He told me that years back, when this ministry was just 1 year old, and everywhere I have gone, that's why I end every program with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost begins from the water side. You enter that water and come out, some of you here, your life will never be the same again. Because God Himself comes down to say, you belong to me now from today. Hallelujah. I went to Ikorodu that they look me. They were just looking at me. Waiting this man, they talk. One brother that follows there, Brother Daniel. He said, he never see this country. When God started, He said, the pastor was under anointing. His wife, under anointing. There was nobody that was normal there. In that church. I went to Akwanga for crusade there. Pastor Godwin, you are listening to me now. He told me when I met him later, I said, I came and created expenses for them. He said, over 500 chairs were broken, and they are rented chairs. Under the anointing, when the Holy Ghost came down. He said, over 500 chairs that they rented. And each chair was more than 1,000 something for each chair. So, all the offerings they collected, they paid for chairs. And I told him, it was worth it. They receive eternal life. How much can you quantify the salvation? monetary wise, of a soul. How much? How many millions? How many billions can you use as the cost of a soul that is won? You enter that water, you will not come out the same. And please, hallelujah, I didn't say you should go to the water so that your problem will go. I am leading you to the cross to have a relationship with God. If you have not repented, it is wrong baptism. If you are not ready to follow Christ after today, go back to your seat. You are only going to swim. You will enter a wet sinner, like Will Abraham say, and come out, I mean, a dry sinner, and come out a wet sinner. What have you gained? What have you gained? Who do you want to please? We don't have a certificate to issue to you. Your certificate is in heaven. Christ himself is writing your names, taking your names now, one by one. This one has come in. Father, this one is coming. That is what he's doing now in the mercy seat. Pleading till the last one comes in, he will stand up. Door of salvation closed. While he's calling on you now, why are you wasting time? Is there another person there you've been trying to joke with your eternal destination to give your life to Christ? You are thinking, I see what we're saying here. You are not doing it for me, it's for yourself. I'm telling you, one of these days, this thing we are preaching will become reality. Heaven is real. Hell is real. And the love of God is real. His mercy is real. No matter how useless you are, you think you are, the blood of Jesus is strong enough to wash you. And God will accept you back. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.